Beginn der Karin Davin sagt, dass man die Karten auf die Gimmel Gimmel nochmal auf. Beginn des Nasta, beginn was die Gemara in der Taiva in der Deira. Which Pishma Kontrash explains that both of them are a type of fertilizing. The Taiva is that you bring the fertilizer through the wagons, and the Deira is that you make like a pen of animals so that they should fertilize the field. Now, says Tais, it's a Haina Malach Shabakarakim in the Rabbana. That's doing work on the land rabbinically. And even so, they penalize that you shouldn't plant Matzah Shvius because ultimately, you did a significant work in the ground. Now, I will not ukeitzim, but when you take away the thorns, which are neskavtza, so einzu avodas karka, that's not really doing something significant of work in the land, because it's not really making the land better. For that, they didn't penalize that you shouldn't plant in after the Shemitah year. Now, obegitin, the Gemara Gittin of Mendalman, based on Pirish Bukunj Rashi explains, the bekavtza, again, when you're taking away the thorns, so he explains it that it's malacha derabbana. It's rabbinically a malacha, which says Taisa, but Tzarchlem, you have to say the Ariba Kites of Tolushim, that come up where the thorns were detached, so then it's rabbinic, because the Mechabarim called the Huab der Isa, because it would be attached in any way, so then there would be a biblical. The Ming B'Shabbos, like the Mosan Shabbos, Afrika Begin Lamed Aleph, HaTaylash Ulshin, Vamazad Zodin, if someone detaches these types of herbs, so. Imli opposite like karka culture was to make the ground better, even a minute amount. So you can be chayif. Ba'pishin mecham li apis, and even if he's not intending to make it better, the kamahasam where the Gemara says over there the potter that you're going to be potter, that's gabi shabbos could go into arad chavre. Like for example, it's in this friend's field where it's a malacha shein tzuch legufas, you can be potter. Al gabi shviz, we're going to shmiti yel lebin malacha machshabes. You don't have to have this criterion of malacha machshabes intended work, and it's also even if it's a malacha shein tzuch legufas, and therefore. It wouldn't make a difference if you're not trying to make it better. It would still be forbidden because of the biblical violation. So you have to say that this was saying it's malacha derabanan by niskavtzes when it's detached. Next test mask to begin with the gemara in the title. So Pishbuk and Rashi explains, as we mentioned before, zebel behemis is the fertilizing of animals. So therefore, like we said before, it's rabbinic iser. And even so, they penalized not the plant. Because it is ultimately some significant work in the land. Now, Pesharach, Rabbeinu Hanan, he explains that action in Taiva means chayrish bo chayrish yaseiru, when you did an excess of plowing. And the Rishon and Mepashkin, the Rishon also explains like this. Now, based on that, like chayrish, it would be a isa deraisa. As it says, Mekamakam, however, in nirish tevim the Torah, it doesn't seem that it should be biblically forbidden. And now the problem is for caution, but that's difficult. So, how do you prove from this in Bukhari's Abdalman base of Bayer regarding the question of the Tzorah Moisim part when you make a hole in the ear of the firstborn animal? Which that's a biblical Isser. And Hasa, how you bring a Raya from, as Toy 6 explained, it would seem that the Taiba is not biblical, it's rabbinic. So too, when someone sells a slave to a Gentile, to an idol worshiper, as brought in Gittin of Abdalman base. Now, according to everyone, by a slave, when you're excluding him from mitzvahs by selling him to a Gentile, it's more severe. So whether it be derisive, of course, more severe, how are you being a raya from this case in the Taiba, which is rabbinic? So Bar Meir and Tami says, because the Beshvi is Nachmer, because ultimately the fact that this case of the Taiba is by the laws of Shemitah, well, that would also make sense that we'd be stringent. Kedam b'kedushin b'kama, like we saw in Kedushin, the first paragraph of Chof Malav. Kama kosha avkashal Shvias, how severe is even just the dust, a very secondary ancillary prohibition about Shemitah. So you see how stringent we are regarding laws of Shemitah. B'shem hachi yesh lipshi kalani, therefore we would resolve all those other ones, even though those are deraisa or more severe, and we can still provide from here that we'd be lenient, that there also we would be. Or inami, another interpretation, rol hachman tfei, b'shem makam, that it's still fit to be more stringent by Shemitah than any other place, b'shem dahoyu mezalzim, because people were this disgraceful regarding the laws of Shemitah. Because Amma b'hanazaka, and as Gemara says in Daf Nandalma Alv, that shoy chashud nal shviz, that they were suspected of going to Shemitah. Therefore, it is a good proof that even over there we could say that they wouldn't penalize after him, even though those are deraisa or chomer enyon. Like says Masda, the beginning was the Gemara in lechem batim abadim. You cannot purchase hounds, slaves, hula, etc. Let's say chomer only if it's needed for the yamte, which perishes of abuse. So he says, what the mishadvarm? Same thing is not only these things that specifically we picked. There's also other things that tzarchel tzarchemoy that you need for the purposes of yamte. Because the ha'asalim compares to tzarchemoy cannot let him sell produce unless it's for the needs of the yamte. So alavruzi kamashmalon is why we're picking specifically these things. It's just to say, added chiddush that for lahani davim b'fahesed, that even these things which are public things, house, a slave, etc., that still shari would be permitted. Let's say chamayim, but it's needed for the yomtiv. Now, but tzarchim, but one has to analyze. It's archani tzina. These things have to be done discreetly. The peris ksus became like we find Amud Beis regarding produce and garments and vessels. And Bahidol El, like we had previously in David Beis and Beis, Machnes Peres, that you could bring in your produce because of the feast, then Matzach Begemar Tzimel, the Begemar requires that it be done discreetly, Abishan Mishnah, even though that's not even mentioned in the Mishnah. So to over here, even though it's not explicitly mentioned in the Mishnah, maybe you would still have to do it discreetly, like when you sell the pears. Tinnik Tesmaster, to begin with Begemar, Imefan Beis Labais, you cannot clear it out from house to house, but Bishalmi Matim Beis Achle Beisai, and Yishalmi, they've permitted from someone else's house to your own house, because it's very sweet for a person to dwell on his own, and therefore that is considered something that would be permitted because everyone wants to be in their own home.